listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
It's beer for breakfast.
It's beer for breakfast every Friday on Dave and Mahoney.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
All right, there, friends.
Time for beer for breakfast. That means on a Friday morning we get to crack open some ice cold beers with some good friends because we have made it through another week. Still have, oh no.
What'd you do?
It didn't open. Oh no. What in the hell? I'm supposed to be running this segment because Mahoney's not here. Look at this. It didn't open.
Here, let me try. I opened mine. Are you going to try and... over the equipment. Oh, okay. That worked.
Oh, but I just got some of my pen in there. Gross. I just jabbed it open, but then see some of like a little...
Well, that's what you get for getting a gold-plated pen, Dave.
First off, it is a deluxe fine uniball pen. How dare you?
Okay.
Worth every penny. Anyway, thanks for joining us for... I can tell. There used to be a whole cup of them, and now there's two. So thanks for joining us for Beer for Breakfast. Today we are enjoying... hopefully, a Revision Brewing Company beer. Revision Brewing Company is from Sparks, Nevada, which is right up by Reno. And this is called Disco Ninja, and it is a Northeast-style hazy IPA, even though it comes from the northern part of Nevada. And we're going to go through the five categories that we always do for Beer for Breakfast. It's a look, smell, taste, mouthfeel, and drinkability, and then we'll give it a rating. And just first things first, cheers, Audrey.
Cheers, Dave, to a week. Without me
Mahoney.
Having to talk
Isn't
way too
that
much.
Just great.
I need him back.
You do?
It was too much talking for me.
It's making you work too much? Is that what it is?
I didn't like that.
Okay.
I'm used to just like, you know, sitting here and cracking a joke or two every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Having to carry the team.
Lots
was
of
tough.
Work. Yeah, yeah. You were a starter this week.
I was a starter. I did not stretch. I'm not prepared.
All right. So first things first, I mean, I told you this earlier, the way that I purchased this beer is by perusing, looking around, trying to get an idea of what I thought maybe we should give a shot on the show. And the can itself is awesome looking. So when I say it's called Disco Ninja, it has got the font like you'd almost expect for Disco Ninja.
Studio 54.
Exactly. And then it's got somebody on a Studio 54 style dance floor, but with ninja swords and what appears to be a black belt drooping down or two wieners. I can't tell. So,
what in the world?
Cheers. Let's
cheers. We're skipping over all kinds of things and we're going straight to the taste.
We're drinking it straight out of the can, so I don't really know how it looks. It looks
hazy.
Fairly hazy. The smell of it, sure. Nobody likes these categories anyhow.
Pine.
It's very piney in the smell.
A little citrus.
Let's get to the taste though, because you took a poll and you had a reaction. Because you're not traditionally a big IPA fan.
So it tasted like citrus first and then cigarette butts second. Like, what is that secondary taste? Like,
well, it does taste like cigarettes.
What is that? Because if you've ever been drunk, and, you know, I'm not necessarily a smoker, but in college, I was bumming Camel Crushes left and right and Marlboro Lights.
After a couple of drinks.
And whenever you go back in for a beer, it has that secondary, like, boozy cig taste. Well, what is that?
I didn't even notice that on the first drink, but now that you pointed out, it's got a really... smoky flavor to it.
What is that?
I don't dislike the smoky flavor, but
It tastes burnt.
That's really interesting.
You're so right. It tastes like if you were to put a smoker on top of this beer, and it got a little burnt.
See, I like a smoked old fashioned. Like that's probably my favorite drink. As far as cocktails go, but man, this is that's interesting.
What's up with that? How the beer's supposed to taste?
Yeah. I mean, because it's got some sort of like guava or whatever it is.
I've never had a guava taste like that.
The way that they described it.
It's the Mosaic hops.
Is that what it is?
So the last time we did something, I believe, and it had some weird type of hops in it. And it did not hit for me last time. And I think it's the Mosaic hops because it's saying that it's like a nunchuck hit to the dome on the back of this can.
The write-up for it is this is a Northeast-style hazy IPA with a tasty, tantalizing karate chop in your mouth. A kaleidoscope nunchuck hits to the dome with Citra, Galaxy, Mosaic, and Amarillo stealthily slaying your taste buds one sip at a time.
Dude, I mean, as I'm going through, because Mahoney, one of the things that he's always said during this segment is never trust a beer on the first sip.
Okay, so I'm actually like 5 sips in now, and there is less of that on the 5th sip.
But what is that, man? Like, it's literally, I have goosebumps. I have chill bumps. I am not a fan of this.
So you
at all.
Do not like it at all.
I love the can. I think that the can and the labeling on this is awesome. I think that the marketing for it is great. This would be something that I'm pretty sure after one taste of pulling it out of a cooler, I would immediately put it in the trash. I would give it to somebody else. I would donate it to you.
Okay. Well, I would probably drink it because I'm a trash bucket. but the mouthfeel is actually fairly light for a hazy IPA. You know, it's not overly heavy. The drinkability, I think you're right. Like, this is not a crushable beer by any means. And I don't think it's intended to be. It's at 7% alcohol. The IBUs are at 40, which is pretty high. But at 7%, you're not supposed to be slamming these, right? But I don't feel like this is an easy drinking IPA. And I like an IPA that will punch you right in the taste buds. Even with the pine, it does have a bit of an aftertaste, which I don't love, though.
Yeah. The aftertaste is cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we just need to have more drinks and then we'll want that cigarette taste. But yeah, right now it has chilled out a little bit now that I'm about halfway through this can. But it's not great.
I was waiting.
I'm trying. Okay.
Dave.
On Dave's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Revision Brewing Disco Ninja 3.4 out of 5?
That is high,
you think that's
man.
High? Yeah,
I think that's like a 2.8.
All right.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Because your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.